Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. In my early years, I tended to stay away from emotional, risky stuff in my business. I focused on the market trends, the analysis, and for a while that worked. What's clear now is that buyers want to know us as humans. What's changed is that the information we share to show our humanity. We've gone far beyond family and hobbies here. Folks now define us by what we believe, what we stand for. And that part is where it gets tricky. To help my clients navigate this, we have two conversations. First, I ask about passion, that soft spot in our hearts for something. Now, I'll use myself as an example. I have a soft spot in my heart for the underdogs. Those unlikely heroes who swung for the fences and met the impossible head on. So I'm going to share content about that. Whatever we highlight has to be something we genuinely care about, or it's not going to be authentic. And yep, folks can tell. Now, once we identified that, the next conversation is about the marketplace. What content can we share that most reasonable people can relate to? Again, I'll use myself as an example. I like to share twists and turns, but with a satisfying ending, because many people can relate to difficulty. I want folks to see that, yeah, it's a roller coaster ride out there, but totally worth it. This is a question I don't think gets asked enough. It's the difference between our waxing on about our personal philosophy and using who we are to stand out. For the latter, we have to be relatable. Our content has to resonate. Now I'm going to skate on thin ice here. In our polarized world, using what we stand for as a branding tool is not for sissies. But by having these two conversations first, how we approach this can be the best of both worlds. We support content and stories that we really care about without risking heated and silly, stupid debates on social media. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.